This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know, so many times when people talk about problems, Jim Cimbala from New York City is so right. He said when people come to him, he just simply says this, pray about it. He doesn't say it glibly. But he said when somebody says, I got a problem in my marriage, he says, are you praying about it? Most people say, no, I'm not. Pray. Most people, he said, talk to him, got a problem with a teenage son or a teenage daughter. You praying about it? No. Pray. Pray. Pray boldly. Pray boldly with assurance that you have the freedom to say what you need to say, and you can have freedom to be answered by the God who has the power to do something. I had no idea that a person that I would be talking about in my sermon was going to be here today, but they're in this service right now, and I told him I'm going to be talking about you. Yesterday at men's prayer breakfast, Jeff Nicholas spoke to the men. Jeff is a former Black Hawk helicopter pilot in the Army, and told a powerful message about his life and how the Lord worked in his life. He was a part of the effort, I think it was 93, am I right, Jeff? With the Mogadishu thing, it was 1993. You may remember that 18 Marines were killed, and it was a tough situation that many were injured. And he was one of the pilots, the helicopter pilots that flew in the mission. A soldier fell out of his helicopter, and it's portrayed in the movie Black Hawk Down, that incident. And it's just a terrible time. I mean, nothing glorious about it. It was difficult. But the thing that touched me so much yesterday, and I told Jeff I was going to tell this story, was when his brother-in-law, Neil Sullivan, who a member here, introduced his brother-in-law, Jeff, and said, Jeff now is a pilot in Lexington, Kentucky with CareFlight. Just like we have Life Flight or whatever it is with Miami Valley Hospital, he does the flying of the helicopter, medical evac helicopter. And Neil said something that really struck my heart. He said, if you're ever injured in Lexington, Kentucky, you're ever in an emergency medical situation, you want this guy, Jeff Nicholas, picking you up. And I, you know where I thought he was going with it? I thought he was going to say, because he's such a good pilot, you know, in the military background, and you want somebody that's handled the helicopter. That's not what he said. You want this guy to pick you up because, you see, while you're in the back being worked on by the paramedics and the flight nurses, he's up in the pilot seat praying for you. And all the way to Lexington Hospital, he's praying for you. And for that patient, for that child, for that adult, for that senior citizen that's being medevaced out of a situation. And I thought, wow, what a powerful illustration. The pilot of the helicopter that's flying me to an emergency room is praying for me. Question, who knows you're praying for them? There's some men in this room that couldn't answer that question if they had to. And there are women in this room, you couldn't answer that question if you had to. Who's praying for you? Who's lifting you up boldly to the throne of grace? Who's approaching the Lord with freedom and saying, bless my husband, bless my wife, bless my children, bless my parents. Lord, work in their lives. That's what praying boldly means. It doesn't mean arrogance. Nobody comes to the Lord with arrogance or presumptuousness. We come humbly. And we say, Lord, I humbly come with boldness. Because I don't have self-confidence. I've got Christ confidence. I've got Christ confidence. What a difference. Let's pray together.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.